Today, I'm delighted to be talking to Gary Christian, the amazing face and voice, I think we can say, of the Christians. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm really good. Have you had a nice walk with Bertie? We were just comparing dog walks, weren't we? Good for the soul.
Yeah, you know, dogs are good for the soul, aren't they? I mean, God, we've had Bertie now for 6.5 years, and, you know... I told you before, didn't I? I used to be 30 stone. I was lying. I used to be 25 stone. Yeah, I'm a lean 16 stone. And it's all due to Bertie.
Yeah.
Working every day, twice a day. Brilliant.
You can't avoid it. They're like little personal trainers. On...
I mean, yeah, they're time bandits, aren't they? Let's face it, dogs, you know, but they're great, great for the soul.
They are. And you do need a bit of relaxing because what I love about you is you're quite good on social media and keeping people informed. You've actually got a newsletter. So this year, everybody, the Christians have been out on 51 gigs covering 11,200 miles involving 198 hours of driving. How do you keep sane? Do you all just tell jokes on the road? And what's your secret to coping with that amount of travelling?
Oh, yeah, it's Emma who keeps me sane, actually. My lovely wife, Emma. She does everything for me. And she does everything for the band.
That is great.
She gets all the gigs. But the one downfall is that she was never good at geography at school, you know. She'll get us a gig way up northeast.
Yeah.
And then we'd have a gig down in Pershore the next day. I thought Pershore was up, like, further north, actually. I've never heard of Pershore before.
Oh, okay.
But that kind of thing, if you know what I mean. We'd have one in Edinburgh and then we'd have one in Cornwall or something. She's learning, I mean, after, you know, 10, 12 years.
After these years, yeah. Oh, bless her.
She's great. She's all sane, you know.
That's wonderful. That is good to know. So you're out on the road. Now, we must, of course, mention to start off with that December the 6th, it's the Factory Live down at Worthing. Is that a venue you've been to before?
It isn't, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been to Worthing, but... Maybe we've been to Worthing at a theatre or something, but this Factory Live now, this is a new venture, is it now?
Yeah. Well, that's good because Worthing's actually quite up and coming because around that sort of...
I believe so. It was on Homes for the Hammer, wasn't it, the other day?
Once you've actually made it to there, the town, then I think, you know, can safely say that it's a very cool place, isn't it?
Exactly.
And next year is the 30th anniversary of the release of your second album, Colour. We got the deluxe version, which people can buy, which was 2012, wasn't it? And you've signed them all. How long did that take? Do you sign a lot of stuff?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the concert, because it's so wonderful these days where you can actually talk to your audience, you know.
Yes, yeah.
It's wonderful. We have a merch stand and we get behind there and sign people's whatever they buy, you know, they want to sign and photograph, and it's great to have a chat with them and just to reminisce really on what they were doing when the album came out and how they feel about everything now, you know, the way of the world then and now.
I know, because way back when, obviously, it was a sensation, really. Your debut album went straight to number two. The hits, I'm sure, like we all remember. Ideal World is one that's just always been with me. Words, Harvest for the World.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I think so many people know them, and they identify with the band, and of course, you being the only original member now of the band. And I was interested to see as well your setup, so you all must get on really well. What's the thing with the interchanging... bass players and drummers, how does that work? Bobby and Cliff bass, and then we've got Craig, is it Lionel, on drummer. So how do you decide who's free, or how does that work?
Works, let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
For me, I don't really care as long as I've got a backbeat, you know, behind me.
Yes, yeah.
I don't turn around that much, so I don't look at them.
You just need some people that are reliable and very experienced, all been in quite a lot of big bands, haven't they? So, yeah.
The song's off my heart, so it's all good, really. It just gets a bit awkward when... You know, because one drummer lives in Bristol and one drummer lives in Liverpool, and if we've got like a gig up north, I would tend to use Lionel because he's from Liverpool, but sometimes the Bristol boy wants to play on this gig and it gets a bit confusing.
Well, this is what I was thinking, so, but you seem the sort of guy, with the help of your lovely wife as well, is sort of like, you have to be so organised, don't you? Because as well as the Christians band, you do sort of solo appointments as well. Do you just love being out and connecting with people still after all these years?
I do, yes. I just think it's wonderful, you know, because they're still there, you know, and they still kind of love us and they still you know, come and see us, and their kids come and see us now, and they love us, and it's great. And we're getting a whole new audience in a way, you know, that way. And we're still creating new music as well. That's what keeps us going, really. You know, our downtime, we do so much live work. Our downtime is kind of like, right, let's get into the studio, because I have a studio here, you know.
Oh, you do?
The garden, yeah. It's like a, it looks like a garden shed from the outside.
You can escape in there with Bertie. Does he like...
Bertie's not allowed in
he's
there.
He's not. See, I was wondering. There have been some studios I've been to, and there's been dogs actually in there who sort of live in the studios, but Bertie might not be good for his ears, maybe.
No, not good for his ears, and not good for me, because sometimes he hums, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, Spaniel with the long hair, yeah, so I'm sure he's pleased to see you when you came out. So your last album, 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then what's in the pipeline now?
Well, as I say, we're, our downtime is getting these little tracks together, so I'm thinking, you know, next autumn, you know, we'd have an album. For release. It's our own little release. I love the way we're working now. It's kind of cottage industry. It's
yeah.
Album. And if a record, then we take it to a record company. So the record company don't pay anything. We just take it to a record company and say, would you want to promote this or whatever for us?
Yeah.
Take some kind of cut out of it. And if they say yes, fine. But if not, it doesn't really bother us, because, you know, on the amount of live stuff we do, we just, like the 1958, you know, we sell out. And they love that. It's great.
That is the beauty of it, isn't it? In these day and age, I know quite a few bands say that they've got so much of a control over everything, because you can sort of do it yourself and do it absolutely brilliantly. So,
oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, why not?
Technology these days is just second to none, you know. It's brilliant. So I think record companies, within so many years, will be dead in the water, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's a funny world we live in, isn't it? So, yeah, and I think what you said, you just hit the nail on the head, that live is where it's at, because you cannot be replaced. You know, I love live music and I love performing live, but that's where it's at, isn't it? That's the sort of thing that the digital age will never, never replace.
But you've got to be able to do it live as well, because there's nothing worse than going to a concert and the guy's singing totally out of tune.
No.
Iris can't play his guitar, whatever. So these guys have got to show the metal, you know, to be able to get up there and do it, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a great thing.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me. It's absolutely wonderful to speak to you after all these years of hearing all your beautiful music. You know, have a lovely time just carrying on doing what you're doing, walking Bertie.
Don't forget, walking the dog. Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of your beautiful velvety voice as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chrissy. Cheers.
Thank you.